Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the flood sign. I don't know when.
Brian Thomas Jr., Xavier Leggett,
Romo Dunze,
A.D. Mitchell.
But that train keeps rolling.
Light at the end of that tunnel's a train coming for you, brother.
I told you, I don't know, recently that this song is played at every sporting event and arena, and I think it rocks every time.
Never gets old.
No. A lot of songs get old. This one gets me rolling.
Makes you want to run through a wall every time, yeah. Too. It's not even that it doesn't get old.
Yep.
Let's go.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's draft day.
Yep.
First round, draft day.
I'm going to have to listen to the song 10 more times today.
I'm going
to
listen to that open that Josh made 10 more times.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I mean, it's all been said, so what do we do now? You guys want to talk about, like, Pete Rose or something? Or
Well, I mean, Reggie Bush got his Heisman back, so who's next?
Is LeBron...
Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, LeBron or MJ, who you got?
Of course.
Who's on the Mount Rushmore of somethings?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, it's all been said.
Yeah.
If you're waking up tonight or this morning looking for rumors, we can give you that. Jeremy and Joe, Josh Schmidt producing. It is draft day. Of course, we have lots and lots of coverage. The first thing I was looking at, you know, whatever. We've got Bill's stuff to get to on the trades, and there's so much. Holy cow, is there a lot of smoke about trading up now?
Yes, there is.
But I was looking.
It's coming from a lot of places.
Yeah. Everywhere. Matt Miller said the Bills are going to scour the earth.
Scour the earth,
and
yeah.
Would love to trade up for Romo Dunze.
Yep.
And there seems to be a little bit of a groundswell of mixing whatever. It's before 7 a.m., so it doesn't count. What I'm trying to say is, I'm seeing a little more and more that a Dunze might make it to like 12.
I've seen that a couple of times.
Yeah,
and the mock drafts, though, right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, at the same time, I've seen somewhere Brian Thomas Jr. goes 8, and there are 4 receivers gone. But a little tiny bit of. Who was it? It was not Chris Sims. Somebody tweeted yesterday that every person they talk to says that there are going to be a million trades up for offensive linemen.
Yes, I saw that.
Which is my dream come true.
Yes.
You guys go ahead and take all the linemen.
Because that will push all the receivers down.
Yes. Have a great time.
Ideally.
Have a great time. Trade up for a lineman.
Yeah. Well, I did see Bill Belichick said on the Pat McAfee show last week that the rumors you hear the 24 hours before the draft are usually the ones that are the most true. So then, before that, it's just agents trying to push their prospects up. He's like, you'll start hearing stuff that actually is real in the 24 hours leading up to the draft. Belichick said that.
Yeah.
Last
week. That in mind, the Bills are a prime target to be used as a leverage piece for a receiver, right? If I'm an agent and I want to convince a team to take my guy, I'm going to say, you know, the Bills are coming up for him because it would be believable. Their GM trades all the time. They desperately need receivers and they're good. So don't you want to be like the Bills? Aren't you? Don't you? Hey, Jets, I don't think you want to let the Bills do that. You should probably take him at 10. Or hey, Titans. Or hey, Chargers. I mean,
well, if you want Dunze to fall out of the 9th pick, if you want him to fall out of the top 10 because you don't think you can get the price to 9, if you're the Bills, what do you want to have happen? Don't you want the Bears to trade down with someone in the teens that's coming up for a tackle?
Oh, love it. Yeah.
Right? That's what you want.
Love it.
If you're Brandon Bean, okay, I can't get to 9. I can't get the Bears to move all the way down to 28. Okay, what's plan B? Plan B is, can I almost hire the Seahawks to trade up to 9 and grab a tackle so that pushes Adunze even further down, and now I can maybe get him at 11 or 12.
This is where the Bills should have hired you. This is how you got your nickname Sneaky Joe, right? Is if you're in a fantasy league, you have already created a trade where another guy trades with another team. You've talked him into it. Also, you get your own benefit.
Yes, I am texting the Seahawks right now. And I am like, hey, this is a good idea. Like, I know they would take this if I was a little bit earlier.
And you're
earlier.
And you're telling them about that tackle that they're thinking about trading up for. Like, oh, we love him.
Oh,
listen, hey, I'll tell you, we've got a top 6 grade on him.
Yep.
You should do it.
Yep.
You should totally make that trade, Seattle.
Daniel Jeremiah, by the way, is the one that said yesterday, to summarize my last 5 phone calls, everyone is moving up for an offensive tackle.
That's incredible.
Love it.
My favorite tweet from yesterday. There's a bunch. Mike Leone on Twitter at 2Mikes1Hat, right? And Establish the Run.
Yes. Yep.
My favorite tweet from yesterday was this. I'll be upset if the Bills trade all the way up to 8 for Rome Odunze, but I'll be mad if he slides to 15 and they don't trade up for Rome Odunze. Like, there's a 7 spot swath where don't trade up too high, that's irresponsible, versus, oh my goodness, how could you not have done it?
Right.
How could you not get to 15? Because then I think it was Benjamin Albright, his mock draft, he had Odunze going 15th to Indy and said the Bills would like to get up there but ultimately don't.
Is there any reason for him, though, to be going that low?
No.
Like, maybe that happens, but he is the only thing that would get him, I think, to go that low is if it is just that tackle-obsessed.
Yeah, the tackle run. And maybe
he's a great prospect.
And if a 5th quarterback sneaks in the top 15, right? There's going to be 3, maybe 4, maybe 5. Quarterbacks get overdrafted. That's how that goes.
Yeah, that's right. Because Odunze is everything you want. The only thing he doesn't have that Neighbors and Harrison does is like the insane, all-time great level explosiveness.
Yes.
That's not to say he is slow. No. He ran like in the low 4.4s, but he is a little bit of a different type of body type than Neighbors and Harrison are.
His comp is Davante Adams.
Right, yes. It's route running. It's insanely good contested catch, like best in the class for that.
Size, everything.
But he still gets open very consistently. So there's, to me, no flaw about Odunze that should have him fall that far other than just teams want quarterbacks and offensive tackles.
So, all right, good morning. What do you want, folks? What do you want to do here today? How do you want to handle this? The draft is today. The Bills will make a selection at 28, maybe. If they pick 28th, that's in the neighborhood of 11:30. 11:15 to 11:40, Ryan Talbot was charting the last few years that the Bills picked and what time it was, and this time in the draft when it normally is. We'll be at our draft party at Resurgence. You can still come. You can still join us. There's tickets. You can buy them online. You can show up and buy tickets. We're going to have a lot of people. It's very exciting. It's the first draft party we've done in 5 years, and the big board's going to be there, and I don't know what to think. I was on with our sister station in Rochester yesterday. I was trying to make the comparison of what today feels like. Is it an election where we hope our candidate wins? In this case, though, I have like 15 candidates. It's just one position. Is it like a test day? Is it like a game day, a playoff game? What does today feel like to you? Because it's the first day of the draft, and there are 3 days to the draft, and they're going to take 10 players. and then probably sign more players in the offseason. And we're not going to watch this guy play whoever they draft, if it's a defensive end or a receiver, for months. But right. Yet, I'm not thinking the NFL draft is silly that fans get this wild for it, because it is the biggest day to shape the history, or the future, I should say, of your franchise. And yeah. You spend months getting ready, trying to figure out what your team wants to do. One of the things I thought about yesterday, Joe, was, why do I want a receiver so bad? Among other things. And I'd feel better if I knew Joe Brady personally,
mm-hmm.
and he told me, I'm on Bean every day to get one of these guys. I need that.
Yeah.
I want my coordinator, I want my quarterback of this team to be like, yeah, man, do it. Do what it takes.
Yep.
I want Odunze, Thomas Jr., or Leggett. Give me one of those three. I'm walking out of here happy. Maybe that's Xavier Worthy. I'm watching a lot of Xavier Worthy in the last 24 hours because both Sal and Nate mocked Worthy to the Bills, have seen his name more and more. So, you know, I don't know. What's today feel like to you? You're taking a test? The first day of school? Last day of school? Prom? I don't know.
I kind of like the last day of school comparison there. I feel like maybe not even last day of school. It's the day at school where there's a project due, and I've still got a piece left.
Yeah, right.
Like, I've still got to finish it. I'm not done yet. I feel like I've got to make up my mind on what I really want them to do by tonight. Like, do I have to have a guy by tonight? I feel like I want to have a guy by tonight at 11:30 or before that, and part of it is there are so many options that I can be talked into, right? That I could be talked into almost anything they would do at wide receiver tonight. Except, like, if they drafted Keon Coleman, I might really need some convincing or something along those lines.
If it's a receiver, I'll be convinced so fast my head will spin.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy, I didn't like it yesterday. I've already made peace with it. Fine. Good. I'll take him.
I more and more am feeling like he is not going to be there for them.
Yeah, I think that might be right.
He is going to be long gone.
I think that might be right.
I want to be betting a draft prop that he's going in the top 10. Like, I think some team is going to go crazy for him. I want him on Chicago.
Yeah.
Maybe that's somewhere in the teens is more likely.
We've got a video to play. Chase Daniel was breaking him down, Xavier Worthy, and talking about the things he can bring to a team. And basically said, you know, the modern NFL, I like to think about this. You and I went over yesterday or the day before how 10 years ago there were three running backs in the top five.
Yeah,
and
2005?
Yeah, in 2005, that's 20 years ago. And there were two linebackers and two safeties. Like, the league would just never do that in the current state. And Chase Daniel was talking about how what Worthy will give you is fear.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about that in terms of McDermott. McDermott knows what it's like to defend lots of players. And while he does have good success defending Tyreek Hill in the regular season,
yep.
and the Bills usually don't give up a lot to Tyreek Hill, if nothing else, McDermott would know, first off, that he's good at this. But he knows how much thought he has to dedicate to that one person.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if, you know, his input on this would be, listen, if you're going to get a receiver, he talked all about explosive plays. I want a guy that, yeah, you can throw it to him over the top, or you can throw it to him on a screen, which, by the way, Joe Brady, all of a sudden, wide receiver screens were a big part of their offense.
Yep. Yep.
Do they turn that all into, I want a guy that when we play, their defensive coordinator is going to spend days on him to make sure.
Yep.
Make sure this guy doesn't kill us, because if you take a false step, he's going to kill us. Make everybody nervous. And that's what Chase Daniel was saying. Like, the way he sets people up with his routes, the way he turns and burns, you take one false step and he's going to beat you. And his yards after catch is elite. He's going to be a guy that catches the ball, takes one step, and it's a guaranteed 5 yards.
Right. Right. It feels like he kind of... I'm thinking more and more that if he was available to the Bills, that he might actually be their guy. Like, when Sal mocks him there, I'm like, okay, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Alina Getzenberg did it on the ESPN NFL mock draft show that they did. She picked Worthy for them. And I'm being talked into, like, that's what they would want to do, because he adds to that yards after catch conversation that I think they clearly have wanted to improve. They made that acquisition with Curtis Samuel. They already used Cook in that way in some a little bit. Shakir, too. Now they have Samuel. You add in Worthy. It just feels like what you wanted to be with all those bubble screens to Diggs last year that did not work, because that's not his game. Now you've got Now you've got multiple guys that you can be running plays like that too, that the other team has to be paying attention to. And on top of that, Worthy is filling a need for you. He is going to threaten teams down the field. He'll push defenses back. They do not have a single player that anybody is scared of in that way right now. Not a single wide receiver.
I don't think they had anybody like that last year.
No,
the last 2 years.
Davis was supposed to be that because he did it in his first couple of years, but it's not the same, right? His isn't even raw, natural speed. His was just a different type of downfield threat. Worthy is, your corner better back up, because this guy ran the fastest 40 ever, and he might run by you if you're not careful.
Yeah. My feeling on the Bills' offense has been that they don't have enough people that scare you. They have good players, right? Like, Diggs scares people because he can beat them, and Davis can occasionally do that. But, right, someone that's a game changer like this, in that way, whatever. There's lots of different ways to change a game.
But the thing about him that it just doesn't sit well with me is he ever going to be your Diggs replacement? Is he ever going to be your number one wide receiver, one of the best in the league, where he's getting the target share that Diggs used to? Because part of what makes tonight so important is they're drafting the receiver that you'd like to believe is going to be the number one for the rest of Allen's career. How much longer is Allen going to be in his prime? Seven years? If you nail the pick, you'll have other chances if you don't, but if you nail this pick tonight, this is the dude that takes Allen through the rest of his prime.
Sure, that's true of a guy in the fourth round if he becomes amazing, like Amon-Ra St. Brown. But I guess part of this question is, how much should I be thinking about I need to replace Stephon Diggs, because Stephon Diggs is one of the top five receivers in football for the last 5 years? Finding that is not easy to do.
And I don't even know if I need to replace the quality, though, but I got to replace the targets.
I don't know that they'll want to replace the targets just because it's so many. Not that they don't want to or they're unwilling to, but who can they reliably draft that would command that level of target? The amount? It's probably one of the big three guys.
Right.
Even Brian Thomas Jr., Xavier Leggett, Adonai Mitchell, these are true X's. And when we're talking about this draft, there's a lot of true X receivers, and Diggs is not really a true X. Right?
No, I don't think, actually, he didn't even do it the last 2 years.
Right, right.
Davis did.
Whatever, it's super interesting. I've got a Twitter poll up. Which of these most mocked scenarios do you like the most for the Bills? And I put four. Brian Thomas Jr., Xavier Worthy, Adonai Mitchell, or the big three trade up.
Also, I see you've added some train emojis to the Twitter account here.
Oh, my name?
It's been growing slowly, or I just noticed this.
I'm glad you noticed, because someone said I should add a train every single day to my Twitter profile name. And I have been doing that, and now I'm up. Your character max on Twitter is 40 or 50 characters.
Yeah.
I've used every single train emoji I can now in my handle.
Yeah.
So, yes.
By my count, there's 16.
16. All right, there you go. We got 16 trains on the board here, the wide receiver big board.
Yep.
So anyway, I think those are the four most mocked scenarios, right?
Brian
Thomas Jr., Xavier Worthy, Adonai Mitchell, and the big three trade up. Earlier in the year, it was Troy Franklin. There's plenty of Ladd McConkey out there. But of those four, I think those are the four most mocked right now.
Yeah.
That don't include a trade down. McConkey usually includes a trade down.
Right.
So what one do you like the most? You can give us a call. You can submit your own. You can vote in that Twitter poll. We have 3 hours and 40 minutes until I can exhale. And then I got to just pace for hours and hours. And then go to a draft party and pace for hours and hours.
Yep.
I got people telling me, what happens if they take a defensive end? Are you going to be okay? The answer to that is, maybe.
No, there's no way.
Maybe.
I don't believe that.
I mean, if they just stick at 28 and take a defensive end or a defensive tackle, I will understand the possible benefit of that, but then tomorrow becomes stress.
Yep.
Stress.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. Well, connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Jay in Hamilton. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Oh, happy draft day, boys. My goodness. This wow. The answer to your Twitter poll, Jeremy, is yes. That's the answer, yes. I've never been more excited and nervous about a draft, clearly, since the Josh Allen draft. And I'm in a position today where I am I've been all over the map on what I want to do. I'm like, trade up and get the big three. No, 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 stay where you are. No, 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 trade back. No, trade up a little bit. Like, Jeremy, you gave Xavier Worthy a few minutes ago. Yes, I'll take that.
Yep.
And then, Joe, you'll say something 5 minutes from now. I'll say, yes, do that. And then we just mentioned Ladd McConkey. Oh, yeah, I like him too. I'm like, I am all over the place. And I guess for me, it's showing just how vital this position is for Josh Allen. And, obvious alert, everything we do has to revolve around Josh Allen. And I think that the biggest mistake they can make is give away too much, I think, is what I found myself falling on now by going up to get the big three, given the talent that can still come down below. But I'm at the point now, Jeremy and Joe, if one of their guys, like it does, they fall to 15 or even 14, I think you have to do it. And I think that's where their mindset is. They're starting at 14 and working their way down.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm going to enjoy the day. I'm going to stress like never stressed before. And then it's just going to be an amazing. The draft is so stupid. I love it.
I know. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jay. Perfect. Perfect call. I'm with you. Name another guy on this board we haven't talked about this morning. Ricky Pearsall. Oh, that's right. Somebody comped him to Emmanuel Sanders. I'm in.
Yep.
I mean, I am not in a long-term relationship with any one of these receivers. I'm excited to find out which one I will be, but none of them is... Well, you know, to be honest, I will with a couple of them because of fantasy purposes, which, by the way, I have good trivia for you on that.
Ooh, good.
On their fantasy values. Mm-hmm. Before they're drafted. Tonight, things change. Landing spots, of course, are going to determine not only their fate, but you know, if you have Justin Herbert, you probably care who the Chargers take.
He needs a number one receiver.
He definitely needs a one and a two.
If you have Allen, you probably care
if
to some degree.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's probably going as one of your top quarterbacks no matter what.
So I got three words that are on my mind today that I'll probably bring up a lot if I remember to later in the show. It's not September.
Mm.
Remember when Bean said that?
Yes.
He said that when they traded Diggs.
Yes.
He did not say that the day they cut a million players.
Right.
He did not say that the day that they said goodbye to Tre'Davious White or Jordan Poyer or Mitch Morse.
Right.
All they cut a bunch of guys, and we had to take our medicine, and we knew that was going to happen. And then free agency came, and they added some. And then they traded Diggs, and he said, I'm just going to say it's not September. What he's trying to say is don't act like this is the team I'm rolling out there.
Mm-hmm. Or the receiver core. I'm not.
Exactly.
He meant receivers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Without specifically saying it, it's not September. The draft's still coming. And if we go back to the day they traded Diggs, one of our first reactions, you, me, lots of people out there, was he must know what he can do. He must know something's lined up. And there's so much chatter about a trade up. And they do like to trade up, and they do like to target their guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they did get an additional second-round pick in the Diggs trade. They spent a fifth and a sixth to get a second.
Yep.
Why? So they could just use it? Maybe. Or so they could use it.
Right. So, use it as ammunition.
Yes. Like, hey, we'll
go
spin,
get your guy.
We'll spin that somewhere. So the trade-up conversation is going to be there until they don't. And the receiver conversation is, of course, wide open.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And ends and tackles and whatever. Boy, it's tense. Can you tell? I woke up at 3, Joe.
At 3?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm like
ready to go.
Get back to sleep.
Yeah, you might have to nap midday. We got a long day today.
They're not picking
for 17 hours.
It's terrifying. I know.
Right, 17 hours? Yeah, they're not picking for like 17 hours.
Yeah.
Real quick before I forget, added to that last point on the pick and them trading a fifth and a sixth for a second, don't forget that Bean, when he did a press conference after they didn't get a third for Tremaine Edmonds, said something, I'll find the exact quote, but said something along the lines of, you have planning, you know?
Yeah.
That affects planning when you don't get the pick that you thought you were going to, a third rounder, which could also be trading up in the draft.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. You can join us. What are you looking for? What's your final answer? Like, who wants to be a millionaire? Is that your final answer, Brian Thomas Jr.?
Who are you? Lock it in. You got to lock it in today.
I have a comparison that I thought of that today feels like. It feels like lottery day for McDavid Eichel, where any receiver is Eichel.
Okay.
Trade up top three is the McDavid.
Is McDavid?
That's the excitement level will be.
You feel like it's a 20% chance for the top three?
I don't know about that. I don't know what the chance
is. That's what McDavid was.
But to me, that's what this feels like is,
yeah.
Maybe it's as whatever. We knew they couldn't drop below two. I guess this includes, you know, a worst case scenario.
But you're the equivalent of that you're saying is like they can't drop below drafting Xavier Legette or Ladd McConkey.
I just don't.
Or Xavier Worthy.
I don't want to trade down. I don't want to listen to trading down. I understand trading down, the merits of it. But the Bills have too many risks here to move down. They have plenty of picks this year and next now. They have plenty of picks. Trading down 10 spots for what? To get an additional third. Okay, great. Too passive. Get it done. Get the job done. Get your stud receiver on the most bargain basement contract you can and exploit that. The Bills should be doing this. Young receivers exploiting contract surplus you get when you get those young guys. Amon-Ra St. Brown, $30 million a year average.
Yep.
Don't Huge. Be surprised. Ayuk's going to come in above that. Jefferson, Lamb, these guys are coming in above that. 803-0550. So much to get to. Matt Miller, NFL draft scout, his comment on the Dan Patrick show, the Bills are going to scour the earth, and they would love nothing more than to move heaven and earth for Rome Odunze.
Yep.
I believe it. I really do. We'll get your calls in. If you're on hold, stick with us. Write to them. Sal at 7. Nate Geary and I will argue about things at 9. Not really. He mocked the Bills a receiver. He's just playing eat your vegetables. Draft a defensive tackle if the position is right. Jeremy and Joe, Josh producing. He's got lots of musical production goodness for your ears throughout the day to get you ready to run through a wall and draft a receiver. Come join us. Come in. It's the last day we can do this, and then there's tomorrow on WGR.
If you're Buffalo and you've gotten so close, taking over the AFC, but you can't beat Mahomes and the Chiefs, can't do it when it matters. So you've gotten that close. Why not go all in to try to do it? I don't know that a pick at 28 overall is going to be the difference for them. I think now's the time. You know that you're going to be picking late in the first round every year because you have Josh Allen. You have a good coaching staff that's always going to put a good defense out there. How valuable is next year's pick number 28 or 29 overall? If you could take this year's first, next year's first, and get a Rome Odunze in the top 10 potentially. I think Buffalo is one of the few teams, really, where you can make that argument.
Matt Miller. That is Matt Miller on the Dan Patrick Show. He's on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. I heard Mike Chopin the Bulldog talking yesterday, and Mike made the opposite point that this is a year where you've made a lot of changes. You should not trade up. You should stock the cupboard with as many players as possible, bring in 10 guys out of this draft, 12, 13, and just kind of, you know, fill things in. It's a good year to do that, which, you know, that's a point to make. It's a year for that.
I just don't think they've lost that much.
I also don't think they lost that much.
From last year, I think they lost a center.
They lost a center. They lost a couple of safeties. And maybe one safety. We'll see about Micah Hyde.
I'm going to clarify. They've lost receivers.
Yes.
They've lost their receivers. But outside of
receivers. Four of them. They lost four receivers.
Four receivers.
Two of them weren't, you know, major players.
But they had two average safeties walk out the door, and there is more emotion tied to those safeties, but Hyde and Poyer were not great players anymore. Tre'Davious White was not. They already replaced Tre'Davious White mid-season. He was not on the field for them. And Saran Neal is a special teams player. Just, I don't feel like they actually have as much to fill as we think because of all the names that were said goodbye to. I could use another really good edge rusher at the top of the roster, and they need a backup running back and a fifth safety that Sal's pointed out. Like, I don't really think they need that much.
Past that, what they really need is they need to hit on some Milanos or some, I'm trying to think here, like, who's a good answer for this? I mean, if Chop Robinson is their first round pick, they need some guys to make a difference. Because on defense, what do they lose? They've lost some difference makers. Vaughn is a name here. They're hoping he can be a difference maker. But Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, you might not think they were at their peak last year, but they spent 7 years here being difference makers. And they've got to replace that. It's like Hyde and Poyer, I almost want to make a comparison to Diggs, where you might think, well, they were winning just fine without Diggs being massively productive for those last 8 games. Right, I don't think that's a long-term plan, though. The same way that the defense was still reasonably good with Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer maybe not being the top versions of themselves, but you wouldn't want to live that way full-time. So whether that's a safety, Javon Bullard out of Georgia in the second round, that might be a good idea. If they go receiver and they keep their second-round pick, I think safety is very possibly right at the top of the list of things they could do in the second round.
Yeah. I don't mind them trying to replace that level of safety. Doesn't the league kind of say, though, you don't really need it? Isn't safety one of those positions where you're fine if you're just pretty good? Like, it's one of those non-premium, it's not quite running back, but it's not thought of as, like, one of the premium positions in the league.
Maybe not in the league. I think it might be for the Bills. How has Sean McDermott built his defense with really smart, interchangeable safeties that can disguise coverages and rotating defensive lines?
Yeah.
Isn't that the 1-2?
He has. I guess, like, I don't know how far I want to go with it because they were great, and they were great for a long time. But have they had, I mean, Hyde missed all of the season 2 years ago, and Poyer missed some games during that year also, and Damar Hamlin played a ton, and so did Jaquan Johnson. And then last year, Hyde and Poyer were on the field, but clearly were not playing at the level that they used to. And in the last 2 years, do we feel like they were good enough on defense? Because I feel like they were.
Yeah.
Last year they had injuries. But if they had been healthy, do we feel like they would have been good enough on defense? Because I do.
Depends what good enough is. By my standard, yes. By McDermott's, maybe not. Maybe he wants a little bit more in that department.
We'll see. Like this year, they could do whatever they want in the draft. I don't expect them to have a Poyer or Hyde level safety. Like, we're going to see it tested again. Because they did the thing that a lot of other teams do, which is safety's replaceable. You can get starting caliber players for cheap, and you don't have to invest a ton. So what did the Bills do? They did that. They signed Taylor Rapp to like the 40th highest paid contract in the league at safety, and then they signed a 1-year deal to a veteran guy in a Mike Edwards, and that's all they've got at the moment. And we'll see how that goes, because they could draft the guy in the second round, and maybe that guy's great, but past that, like, they're not getting better at safety, I think, between now and September. So it'll be another test, I think, of are you okay with just mid-level safety play? Because other teams are able to accomplish that. So, I mean, that adds to the list for me. Like, I don't really think they're that desperate on the offensive line anywhere. That guard is replaceable, and that's what they did with David Edwards after kicking McGovern to center. I don't think they need cornerback as much as that's been mocked to them in this spring. Defensive end is the thing. You can convince me they really do need another high-level pass rusher. But other than that, it is all wide receiver. That is a premium position that you are barren on the outside at right now.
803-0550. I'm at profootballfocus.com. One exercise I want to do later is let's make it how can we mock one of the receivers falling out of the top 10? Can we get there? Because the story you had about J.J. McCarthy being told the Giants.
Yes. He thinks he's going to the Giants.
That helps. If McCarthy goes in the top 10, that helps. I've got the Chargers who are reportedly going for tackle instead. That pushes him down. We'll get through that, but let's get some more phone calls in. Good morning. Happy draft day, Jeremy and Joe. Tom in Hamburg is up next. Good morning, Tom. Uh-oh, Tom. Hang on. Put you on hold and go to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're good.
I liked your analogy you said about you have a school project, but you still have something to do.
I think yeah.
My analogy would be the night before Christmas as a kid, and you know you asked for a bunch of stuff, and it's what are you going to get?
That's right.
Yes, that's good.
The two things I bring to you guys today is, so a couple days ago on my Twitter, I had said if the Bills stay at 28, I wanted Worthy, and I wanted them to trade the 25 first for Ayuk. But after seeing Amon-Ra get that deal yesterday, I'm kind of hesitant. And I just feel like, although we did lose some guys, and I think it was more of names than production we lost in terms of, like, you obviously lost Stephon Diggs and you lost some crucial key parts that were here for a long time. But we basically ripped the Band-Aid off, and we have a lot of money to spend going forward, obviously with a big Diggs cap hit this year, not so much, but I think the Bills are set up nicely in a more comfortable state over the next several years. So I would love to get a rookie out of controlled contract. And that's why, personally, I would love the Bills to go up and get Ondunze. I think that would be most ecstatic for Bills Mafia. But at the same time, at what cost? I want it to happen. So whatever they do trade, I'll be more happy that we got him compared to more upset of what we gave up. The second thing I have is, if we don't go up for the big three, why does it seem, I don't want to say why does it seem, because everyone overanalyzes, not everyone, but I'm saying, like, people in the draft analysis process, it seems like everything gets overanalyzed, and it seems like anyone outside of the top three has a big red flag, not a big red flag, but negative aspects to them.
Yeah.
Adonai Mitchell takes plays off the diabetes. Brian Thomas, no one can get a read on him. Worthy, 165 pounds. Troy Franklin, 175 pounds, not a great route runner. McConkey and Leggett, how much college productivity in one year, their senior year. So, and Keon Coleman, the big red flag that a lot of people had after he ran in the 4.6s at the combine. Like, it's just something where, I don't know, I want to go to bed happy tonight. And I think that, to me, that means getting Ondunze, or if you're going to stay at 28, probably go Worthy or Thomas. But I just don't want to go to bed and I'm like, oh, I really hope this guy could pan out. You know,
yeah.
I don't want him to have 35 catches in year one. And I'm also not saying he needs to replace the Diggs 160 targets, which I think we all can agree will not happen. But it would be nice to get a guy with 65, 70 catches, 850 yards, and 7 touchdowns. So I'm going to hang up and just hear what you guys have to say. But go Bills. Hopefully we get the guy we want tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
You know, as you lay that all out about salary cap and the idea of Ayuk and the money there based on what Amon-Ra St. Brown got, that probably it suppresses Ayuk's value.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got to give you a pick and I got to give him $33 million a year. Listen, I would give that guy $33 million a year and not blink. I'd be fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the Bills or a team with a stud quarterback that's getting paid big money, this is the thing where receiver is really closing in on quarterback for the position that is worth trading up for.
Yeah.
I saw another number on this. I'll have to find the tweet. Another example of how it is closing in. And just like you and I talked about the other day, how the draft has changed so much, you would never see two safeties, two linebackers, and two running backs in the top 10. 5 years from now, will it be totally normal to trade up for a receiver because they make $40 million, $45 million? Like, well, of course you're going to trade up for a top-tier receiver. The value you get out of that is incredible.
Right.
So, you know, thinking about how it could go and rookie receivers and what they could do, you know, you're saying you'd sell for 65 catches. I mean, Rashee Rice had 79. Jordan Addison had 80. Puka Nacua had 105, which is, you know, he had an incredible year.
Right.
But year in, year out, rookie receivers do just fine. Garrett Wilson, 1,000 yards, 1,100. Chris Olave, 1,000 yards as a rookie. Drake London, 866 in an offense that didn't even really have a good quarterback. So,
yep.
In a Josh Allen offense, Ja'Marr Chase, 1,455 as a rookie.
Right. And there are...
Jaylen Waddle set the NFL record for rookie receptions and had 1,000 yards.
Right.
I don't think I have to worry about a guy coming in and not being ready in this offense if he's a complete receiver.
Yeah. And there are examples of other guys going that big, too, that weren't top 10 picks, right? Like Puka Nacua last year, sure, went for 1,500. But
Amon-Ra St. Brown, who just signed that extension,
sure,
912 in his rookie year. Devonta Smith just got an extension, 916, right, on 64 catches in his rookie year.
But I want to be playing the percentages. Like, I've got a chart in front of me right now that has, like, the hit rate on certain positions by where you draft them. And I could go down to the fourth and fifth round and take a bunch of swings, but guess what? The hit rate on those players is like 9%. So it happens, but for every Puka Nacua, there are 18 wide receivers you have never heard of that have never... Montrell Washington is a guy that I think went ahead of Puka Nacua. Anyone know who he is from last year? No, because we don't ever remember the guys in those fifth, fourth rounds that never play. Versus, I'm getting like an 80% hit rate in the top 10,
yeah,
of the first round. Like, I want to be playing the percentages. And I think it gets said too much that teams don't know how to draft. If anything, you're telling me the league figures out to an 80% clip who the best players are every single year? That in the first round they figure out to a 60% clip who the best players are, and then in the second round it goes down to 45, and then the third round it goes down to... Like, to me, as that goes down and down, sure, they're not perfect at it, but people do the research, people do their scouting, and I think teams are better than we think at identifying who's most likely,
yep,
to be the best players. And I want to take the best shot I've got at the second most important position on a roster.
I agree with that, and none of that factors in situation. If Puka Nacua gets drafted to the Falcons, what happens? He is not a, yep, rookie record setter. It's a situation. It's where he goes. His talent plus situation, right? Talent plus opportunity. And I just hope whoever the Bills take today is going to get an opportunity. If it's an offensive player, if it's a receiver, they're jumping into an offense that has a really good talent at tight end, a pretty good talent at running back, decent receivers, and a stud throwing the football. So the Bills have to identify who's that best player to throw him, you know, to throw to. More of the best two or three. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Rookie receivers. Thinking about those in context. Take more of your calls, texts, tweets, all of it. How are you getting through the day? We'll pass along the rumors as we go. Sal, 7 o'clock. He has mocked the Bills. Xavier Worthy, who we can talk about throughout the morning.
Peter Schreger just dropped his final mock draft.
Okay, that's a big one.
Not going to love it, maybe. That's how I'm going to leave it.
As long as you say that, it
means
you're
not going to love it, maybe. Maybe.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You might.
I don't want to wait. What's he do?
Laiatu Latu.
He's not falling that far. There's no way.
No chance?
No chance.
I agree with that, but he's got him at 28 for the Bills.
So Laiatu Latu, the defensive end from UCLA, said to be the best pass rusher in this draft, but has a neck/fusion injury concern, and medicals will keep him off teams' boards. I don't think he lasts to the Bills. I did yesterday see a draft where Latu made it to 27.
Okay.
And then the Bills, I think, took Brian Thomas Jr. all the way at 28. If Laiatu Latu makes it to 23, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills start talking about moving up for him. He's one of the few players, I think, that's not a receiver that they would get motivated for. So, listen, if they got the best pass rusher in the draft, we would take that and still be talking about how they desperately need help at receiver. So, I've got to be open to the idea that they don't take one. I just think that they've waited so long.
Yep.
You know, we've been through it. 803-0550. But Latu's interesting. He could go eighth.
He was, a week ago, he was the betting favorite to go eighth. Now his over-under is 16.
Okay. I mean, so 28 is a long way for him. All right, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. There's some medicals on Brian Thomas Jr. as well. A.D. Mitchell's off a couple of boards. I've heard that from former scouts. We'll get a break in. More of your calls, 803-0550 on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.